All right, this is the audio for Medieval Europe. This is the ER version, the standard version. Head back to the website, grab that. Okay, so two things to talk about. The first is feudalism. So feudalism was the economy of Europe in the Middle Ages. In feudalism, the king gives land to a lord, then those lords serve as the king's soldiers. Anyone who lives on the land is a servant of the lord. So lords had a lot of power. They could do mostly whatever they wanted on their land, and they could only be tried by other lords. All right, so there are some problems with this. Let's first talk about the problems with feudalism for kings. Feudalism was a huge problem for monarchs, because a feudal country is really hard to run. The kings were generally only a little more powerful than their strongest lords, which meant that they needed to keep their lords happy, or they could be easily overthrown. This resulted in lords having enormous legal privileges. They were basically above the law, and they could do more or less whatever they wanted within their own lands. Alright, next problem for peasants. So most people were peasants, like 97%, and their lives were already pretty hard. They had poor sanitation, poor education, they had extremely long work days. These problems would exist without feudalism. But feudalism added some problems on its own. Most peasants were owned by their lord, and they were forbidden to ever move, even if their land was bad. And two, lords could treat their peasants horribly, and they would never really face legal trouble. Alright, next section. Problems with feudalism for the economy. So economic growth requires that people be able to invest in new ideas. This allows new industries and inventions to grow. However, during feudalism, there were only a very small number of people who could afford to invest. Only lords had money, and lords got their money from farming. So because of that, any industry or invention that did not have to do with farming would have a very hard time getting investment. All right, let's talk about the other big topic, which is the Catholic Church. So Catholicism is a kind of Christianity, and it says that contact with God only occurs through priests. Priests get their direction from higher-ranking priests, and the highest-ranking of them is the Pope. The Pope has the closest connection to God. And during the Middle Ages, almost everyone in Europe was Catholic. All right. Let's talk about some problems with that. Number one is for science. So in the Middle Ages, the medieval church was very opposed to science. The medieval church had built a view of the world based upon the Bible and the writings of a few prominent saints. To question this was blasphemy, which is like an offense to God, and that could result in death, torture, or life in prison. And this made scientific experimentation very dangerous if you came to any conclusions the church disagreed with. Because, you know, the whole death thing. There's also a problem with the economy. So the economic problems with feudalism were worsened by the church. The medieval church had forbidden money lending because it was considered immoral. And in doing so, they created yet another obstacle for new industries and inventions. People who were not able to take loans to fund their ideas. All right, and that's it. Thanks for listening.